Imagine being told with certainty that you only have a few days left to live by someone you deeply trust. That's exactly what happened to a young policeman when Padre Pio gave him a life-changing prophecy. Discover how this unexpected revelation unfolded and what it teaches us about life's true purpose. Stay tuned. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Join us as we share new videos and shorts 5 days a week, diving into the extraordinary life and miracles of this beloved saint. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. I'd like to take a heartfelt moment to thank the members of our Protected Children of Padre Pio program for your unwavering financial help and support. Your generosity makes these videos possible for everyone, and we are deeply grateful. May Our Lady and Padre Pio reward you abundantly for your kindness and dedication. For those of you who are not yet members, we invite you to join us today and experience the many benefits that come with being a protected child of Padre Pio. As a member, you will enjoy special spiritual and material benefits, including regular masses celebrated specifically for your intentions. Pope Benedict XV beautifully expressed the value of this. The Holy Mass would be of greater profit if people had it offered in their lifetime rather than having it celebrated for the relief of their souls after death. Additionally, you'll be joining a community of people praying for each other. Knowing people are praying for you will bring comfort, hope, and strength to face life's challenges for you and your loved ones. Joining is simple. Just click the link in the description below to find out more and become a part of this blessed community under the protection of Padre Pio. And now let's move on to our story. Today's story is sourced from the book Saint Padre Pio, A Privileged Witness of Christ by Brother Arnie de Corte. Within his pages, Brother de Corte recounts a powerful example of Padre Pio's gift of prophecy, which, though at times shocking, was always rooted in compassion and divine purpose. What you're about to hear is a story about a man receiving a revelation of his own death. Without further ado, let's dive into the story. During the times when large crowds gathered at San Giovanni Rotondo, there were always two carabinieri, Italian police officers assigned to guard Padre Pio. Now, for those unfamiliar, carabinieri are Italian police who carry a carbine, a type of small rifle. Interestingly, they are under the command of the army rather than the local police headquarters. But let's continue. One day in the sacristy, as Padre Pio was removing his priestly vestments after Mass, he turned to one of the policemen posted at the door to protect him from the large crowds. "Listen carefully," he said. "After my thanksgiving, come to my cell for a moment. I have something to tell you." Of course, the young policeman was delighted. To be singled out by Padre Pio himself must have felt like a great honor. And indeed it was. However, his delight soon turned into sadness. Alone in Padre Pio's cell, the priest gently broke the news. "Listen, my son, in 8 days you will go to the house of the Eternal Father. You are going to die, my son." Shocked, the young man replied, "But Father, I feel very well." "Don't rely on that, my son," Padre Pio responded. "In 8 days, you will feel even better." He then continued, "What is life? It is a pilgrimage. We are on the train for the long journey, my son. Take a leave and go home to put your affairs in order." The young man asked, "Father, can I tell anyone what you said to me?" "No, not now. Wait until you get home," Padre Pio instructed. Following Padre Pio's advice, the young officer went to the barracks and requested leave, but it was not granted. As you can imagine, explaining the necessity of his request without revealing the prophecy was challenging. So his chief, puzzled by the sudden urgency, denied the leave. Padre Pio himself had to intervene, insisting to the commander, "Let this poor boy go home to his mother. Let him go." Trusting Padre Pio's judgment, the commander finally agreed and the young man obtained his leave. At home, the young policeman shared the astonishing news with his family. "Padre Pio announced to me that I was going to die," he said, "and that's why I came back." 8 days later, the prophecy came true. The young man died suddenly, just as Padre Pio had foretold. End of story. This story reminds us of a profound truth that Padre Pio emphasized. Our life is indeed a pilgrimage, a journey towards God. We often overlook this truth in our daily lives, becoming preoccupied in fulfilling our desires and ambitions. However, we weren't born to complete a bucket list of personal achievements. Instead, we have been granted the free gift of life to honor God and to seek His will. The Catechism of the Catholic Church clearly states, "The purpose of the life of man is to know and love God." Moreover, we are reminded that we do not know the day or the hour of our death, nor the time of Jesus' return for that matter. This uncertainty calls us to remain vigilant and spiritually prepared at all times. So let us strive to live each day in a state of grace, constantly seeking to deepen our relationship with God. By doing so, we can be ready to meet our Lord whenever He calls us home. In the meantime, let us heed the advice from the Imitation of Christ by Thomas Kempis. "Meditate, therefore, on the four last things, and you shall not perish eternally: death, judgment, heaven, and hell." Reflecting on these eternal realities helps us keep our priorities in order and strengthens our resolve to avoid sin. May Our Lady and Padre Pio guide us and intercede for us. Amen. Thank you so much for watching. Your support means the world to us. If you enjoyed this video, please like it and share it with your friends. This simple action helps our channel grow and reach more people who love Padre Pio as much as you do. We have more inspiring Padre Pio stories and reflections waiting for you. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen or click the links in the description below for a full selection of great content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. And don't forget, you can also enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. The link is in the description below. Thank you for being a part of our community, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.